AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
It's 819 here at Q104.3, and we were talking about people who misdiagnose themselves online and the danger of that, and we have Dr. Charles Crane of Montville on the line with us. Hello, doctor.
Hey, Dr. Crane.
Hey. Hey, Jim. Hey, Shelley. I love you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Sure. So I was told to be brief, so I'm going to speak quickly. There were two points that I thought of. I loved listening to what you were talking about. One is that, you know, when we're in medical school as, you know, doctors, we go through pathology, learn about all the diseases mankind has, and every doctor winds up at some point convincing themselves that they have two or three fatal diseases while you're learning about this stuff. And the reason is that lots of these diseases have many common symptoms, and you go, wait, I have that symptom. But then, you know, as you go through your training, you learn that that wasn't the important syndrome, the symptom. There's lots of, you know, pattern recognition that you learn so that you can figure out what are the important symptoms and diseases. So that was one. The other is that these days, because of Google, especially a few years ago, I think people now are learning not to do it as much, but I would get people bringing in printouts of, you know, the disease they think they have and all the symptoms and wanting to go over it with me, you know, and I learned that what I need to do is show them, well, listen, the printout you have isn't talking about this or this or this or this, and those are the important ones, so that's why we're not going to worry about this Google printout, and let me tell you what's really going on with you. So that was something I had to learn to do to combat Dr. Google, if you'll, so to speak.
Doctor, what kind of practice do you have?
I'm an ophthalmologist. I'm an eye doctor. I'm in South Orange, New Jersey.
Okay. One of my ophthalmologists saved my eyesight.
That's right. He had such a scare.
I had a detached retina.
Such a scare.
There you go. Yeah. There's so many cool things that we can do these days, you know, to help people in so many different ways. And I also have a mug in the office that says, don't confuse your Google search with my medical degree.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening, doctor. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, and keep up the good job. You guys are great. Thanks.
Thank you. 821 here at The Q with Chief Rick.